Welcome to this demonstration of the Revo Bluetooth keyboard, and that's R-I-V-O, Revo. And of course that stands for Remote Interface to VoiceOver. And it's from a company called Mobience, and that's M-O-B-I-E-N-C-E. And for more information, you can go to their website and access the Revo documentation, guides, tips, how to, etc. The website address is www.mobience.com/Revo. So that's www.mobience.com/RIVO. www.mobience.com/Revo. So before I get started, let me just give you a physical description of the Revo itself, and then what I thought I'd do is take you through some tasks using the Revo keyboard, in this case with my iPhone itself, so you can see how the Revo operates in carrying out different gesture stroke Bluetooth tasks on the iPhone. And I should say that the Revo keyboard will not only work with the iPhone, of course it will also work with the iPod Touch and iPad. And there is also an Android version as well that will work with TalkBack. So let me give you a physical description of the Revo keyboard itself. It's a tiny little keyboard with 20 keys on it, and it's the size of a credit card, roughly, probably slightly bit bigger. And to me, when I'm holding it horizontally, it actually feels like the good old-fashioned chocolate bars with the keys on the front face and the smooth plastic, if you like, on the back. So to give you a description of the Revo itself, as I said, it's got a plastic back and 20 keys on the front. The middle keys are basically your keys that you would find on a telephone-style keypad. So you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and the 5 has got a little indent, 7, 8, 9, and the bottom row, of course, is *0 and hash or pound, depending on which part of the world you live in. And then on either side of that, from top to bottom, you have a group of keys. On the left-hand side, the keys are labeled L1, L2, L3, L4 going down. And of course, over on the right-hand side, so right next to the going down, 3, 6, 9, and pound, you've got R1, R2, R3, and R4. When you're holding the keyboard so that 1, 2, and 3 is at the top of the keyboard and *0 and hash at the bottom, on the bottom edge in the middle, you'll find a USB connection, and that's primarily to charge the Revo. So you can plug it into a computer, into a USB charging socket to charge the keyboard. We come over to the left-hand edge of the keyboard, towards the top left-hand edge, just below the top corner. You'll find a little smooth rectangular button, and that's actually to turn the keyboard on and off. So if you hold it in for 3 seconds, you'll physically turn the unit completely off or on. Or if you're using the keyboard and you just press it, you'll put it in standby or wake it up from standby. Now, if you bring your finger round to the back of the Revo keyboard itself, the same level of orientation as the power on button, if I come around the back left-hand edge and I'm on the back of the keyboard, again towards the top edge, you'll find a little indented button, and that's your pairing button to pair it to your iOS device or Android device. In my case, with my iPhone. And as usual, I went into settings, Bluetooth, I searched for the keyboard, and then when it came up with the pairing sequence, I then typed in the 4-digit PIN number on the numeric keypad, part of the actual keyboard, and it paired straight away. And from then on, I've had no problem in taking the keyboard out of standby, having it wake up, and using it with the iPhone. Now the other edges, the right edge, the top edge, and the back plate are all plastic. and there's no other controls. So really you have the keys on the front face of the keyboard. You have the USB port down the bottom middle. On the left-hand edge towards the top, you have the on, off, or standby button. On the back face, on the top left-hand side, if the keyboard's still facing you, you have the pairing button. And that's all there is to the keyboard. Very straightforward. Now, even though I said the keyboard's made of plastic, it actually does feel very nice in your hand. And the keys, even though there's no tactile dots on the keys, and with the indent on the 5, the way the keys are laid out on the keyboard, they're very easy to identify and use. And when you press the keys, so if I press number 5 now, you can hear that you get a good mechanical feedback out of pressing the keys, so you know you've pressed the keys. And I would probably say they're about the same size of keys that you would probably find on a reasonably good sized home calculator, or indeed on the telephone style keypad. They're probably a little bit smaller than that, but certainly very easy to locate, as I said, and use. Okay, so as I said, I've already paired my Revo keyboard with my iPhone. So I'm actually going to wake it up. I'm going to turn my keyboard off from standby. So I'm just going to press the on-off standby button once, like this. Okay, I've pushed it in. And now I'm actually going to unlock my phone using the keyboard. And the unlock command for the Revo keyboard, because it has to use a combination of keys, is L1, so top left-hand side, and R4, bottom right-hand side. So I'll do that now. I'm going to hold the two keys in together. And I normally just hold down the first key first and then press the other key. So L1, R4.
Passcode field, zero values.
Okay, I'm in the passcode field, zero values. And now by default, I'm in navigation mode. So I'm going to put the keyboard in number mode, and that's L4, bottom left-hand side. I'm going to type in my PIN number using the keyboard.
2. Messages. 1 and red message.
Okay, so as you can tell, I've just unlocked my phone using the keyboard. Of course, I've got VoiceOver running, and currently I've got hints turned off with VoiceOver on my iPhone. So that's how to unlock the phone actually using the keyboard. So I'm now going to put it back in navigation mode. And navigation mode was bottom right-hand side, R4. So I push that now. So now if I press 6.
Calendar. Wednesday, the 7th of May. One new event.
Okay, press 6 again.
Photos.
And so on. So I can keep moving down the screen, item by item, just using number 6, of course, to the right of the indented 5, or press 4.
Calendar. Wednesday, the 7th of May. One new event. Messages. One and red message.
To move back to the previous item. Now I can also jump to the topmost and bottommost item on the screen. So I'm currently at the top. So if I press 7, so that's below the 4.
Music.
I've just jumped down to music, the bottom right hand row on the bottom on the dock. That's where, of course, on the iPhone, you've got phone, mail, Safari, in this case, music. And then if I press number 1, I'm going to jump back to the topmost item on the screen.
Messages. 1 and red message.
Okay, and of course, that would work in any application screen, not just the iPhone home screen. Now, you also might like to scroll left and right, and I'm actually going to scroll on my current iPhone home screen here. So I'm on my main home screen, number 1. I've got 3 home screens. So I'm going to press R2 to scroll to the right.
Extras folder, 3 apps.
Okay, that's my second screen. If I wanted to check, I'm just going to press 7 to jump down to the bottom of the screen.
Music.
And I'm just going to press 4 to come back and find that slider which tells you what page you're on.
Safari, mail, phone, page 2 of 3, adjustable.
Okay, so I'm on page 2 of 3. And of course, if I leave it there and scroll again with R2.
Page 3 of 3, page 3 of 3, adjustable.
Yeah, because I left the focus on the page slider, it now confirmed that I'm on page 3 of 3. And of course, if I wanted to jump to the topmost item on the screen, I just press number 1.
Byword.
Okay, and that's byword that I use for my blog. That's on the top left-hand side of the screen on my third home screen. And then, of course, if I wanted to get back to my initial home screen, I could press L2.
Page 2 of 3. Extras folder. 3 apps.
Okay, I'm now on page 2 of 3. I could press L2 again to go back to the previous screen again. Or if I want to just press the home button, I can press number 8, which, of course, is below the indented 5.
Home. Messages. 1 and red message.
Now, to get to the status bar using the Revo keyboard, it's number 2. Now, before I do that, when I press number 2, it's going to read out the whole status line to me because it's where the focus jumped to. So to silence or shut up the voice, it's R3. So that's the third key down on the right-hand side. I'm going to press 2, and then I'm going to press R3 to silence the voice. So I'm pressing 2 now.
1 of 5 bars. Status. Signal strength. Status bar item.
And I'm pressing R3, and I've just silenced the voice. So now if I just press 6 to go across my status line.
Telstra Mobile Network. 3 of 3 Wi-Fi bars. Bitpond 619E13.
Okay, if I press 4 to go back.
Telstra Mobile Network. 1 of 5 bars. Signal strength.
I've got poor cellular coverage today. And of course, when I check my battery status, I can just press 6 to go across the battery.
Telstra Mobile Network. 3 of 3 Wi-Fi. 1023A. Orientation lock. Location track. Alarm set. Bluetooth connected. 73% battery power.
And there's my battery. Now, if I want to check Notification Center, where you've got your notifications from various apps on your iPhone, I press 3.
Notification Center. Selected. Today. Button. 1 of 3.
Okay, and that's my Notification Center. If I want to check the Control Center, where you've got AirPlay and your media controls and so on, I'm just going to press the Escape or Back button, and that's L1, so top left-hand side of the keyboard.
Messages. 1 and red message.
Okay, back to messages. I'm going to press 2 to go back to the status line.
1 of the 5 bars. Signal strength.
I'm going to press
status
R3
bar item. Telstra.
To silence the voice. So it was number 3 to bring up the notification center. It's actually 9 to bring up the control center. I'll do that now. Number 9.
Airplane mode. Off.
And of course, if I use 6 to go through the control center.
Wi-Fi. On. Bluetooth. On.
Okay, 4 to go back.
Wi-Fi. On.
And so on, and I could have done 4 and 6 also in the notification center. So let me press escape. So that was L1.
Messages, 1 and red message.
Now the next thing I'm going to show you is how to get to your app switcher, and of course that's by pressing the home button twice. So it was pressing 8 activated the home button, and of course pressing 8 twice takes you to the app switcher. So I'll do that now, pressing 8 twice.
App switcher.
Of course, if I use 6.
Phone. Running. Mail. 6 and red messages. Tweet list. Running. Tweet. Running. Audible. Running. Notes. Running. Music. Running. Messages. 1 and red message. Settings. Running.
Okay, and if I used 4.
Messages. 1 and red music. Running.
Okay, I'm going back to the left. So let me just go into settings from the app switcher. So I'm just press number 6 again.
Messages. 1 and red message. Settings.
So I'm just going to show you another scroll command in settings. So I'm going to press 5 to select that.
Settings. Running. Settings.
Of course, 5 being our select command for any item that we're on. Now, remember when I said L2 and R2 scroll left and right? Well, 3 and 9 actually are your scroll commands. It just so happens that that scroll function works in the status menu because that's what you do when you need to bring up the notifications or the control center. You're literally doing the scroll up and scroll down command. So if I do the scroll down command now in the settings, I'm going to press 9.
Rows 10 to 22 of 60. Rows 20 to 32 of 60.
Okay, I'm scrolling the screen down. Now, of course, I'm going to press 3.
Rows 10 to 22 of 60. Rows 1 to 11 of 60.
Okay, I'm scrolling the screen up and down. And of course, if I want to access any one of those, let's say I wanted to access one of the items, I'm just going to press number 6.
Airplane mode, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, cellular, button, personal hotspot, carrier, notification send, control send, do not disturb, general, button.
Now let me access general and press number 5.
General, settings,
and I'm in
back
general.
Button.
And of course, I now can use the back button, which is L1, top left-hand side of the keyboard, to go back to the previous screen.
Settings. Heading.
And of course, if I wanted to come back to the main home screen out of the settings folder, I'm going to press 8 again, which is the home button to go back to the main home screen.
Messages. 1 and red message.
Now let me just go back to the app switcher again, because I want to show you how to close an app using the keyboard. And of course you probably guessed what it is already, but we'll go through it. And press 8 twice to get to the app switcher.
App switcher, app switcher, home.
And press 6.
Settings, running.
And I want to close settings, so I'm just going to press 9.
Closing settings, phone, running.
Okay, and there's phone, that's my next item. If I want to close it again, I can press 9.
Closing phone.
Okay,
mail,
just press
6 and read messages, tweet list, tweet, audible, notes, music, messages, calendar, iBooks, run, iTunes store, running.
Okay, let's say I want to close iTunes store, I can press 9, or if I want to open it, I can just press 5 again to go into iTunes.
iTunes store, running, iTunes, share, button.
Okay, and of course to come out of that application, press the home button, number 8.
Home, messages. One and red message.
If you'd like to answer and hang up a phone call using the Revo keyboard, it's pretty simple. It's just L1 and R1 together. So top left and top right hand keys on the keyboard. So I've kind of got my landline phone in my hand. So let me just dial my mobile number from my home phone. And when my phone rings, I'll answer it with L1 and R1.
Eleanor David Woodbridge.
Oh, my home phone ringing my mobile. I pressed L1 and R1 to answer. I'll now answer the call. And of course, to hang it up, I can just press L1 and R1 again. And I'll hang up the phone call. Now, if you'd like to dial a number manually using the Revo keyboard, of course, that's also possible. So, since the phone app is down the bottom of the phone screen on my dock, 7.
Music.
And I press 4 to go back to the phone icon or app.
Safari, mail, phone.
Okay, I'm going to press select, number 5.
Selected, phone, all, button, 1 of 2.
And I'm going to jump down the bottom again because I want to get to the keyboard tab, so I'm pressing 7 again.
Voicemail, tab, 5 of 5.
Okay, and I'm pressing 4 to go back to the left.
Keypad. Tab,
there's
4
keypad,
of 5.
Pressing 5.
Selected, keypad, tab, 4 of 5.
Okay, and I'm going to dial Vision Australia's main number here in Australia. So I'm going to put myself back in number mode. And from the PIN code field, remember, it's actually put it in number mode. It's L4. So I press that once. Now if I just type in on the telephone style keypad on the keyboard.
1-3-0-0-8-4-7-4-6-6.
And of course you can press R1 to delete the number or numbers that you've typed in so far if you've made a mistake. And I want to get to the call button. So I'm going to put myself back in navigation mode with R4. And press 7 to jump down to the bottom of the screen.
Voicemail. Tab. 5 of 5.
And use 4 to go back to the left to find the call button.
Selected. Contact. Recent. Favorites. Call. Button.
And I'm going to press select to call that number at Vision Australia.
End call. Button.
Welcome to Vision Australia. If you know the name of the person you wish to speak to, please say...
Okay, and I'm going to hang up with L1 and R1. So I've just hung up the phone call, and I'm going to press the home button to come out of the app. And of course, that's number 8.
Home. Phone.
And back to the phone icon on the home screen. Playing music on your iPhone or your iOS device, iPod Touch or iPad as well, is also very easy using the Revo keyboard. So I've currently previously been playing some music on my iPhone. And of course, to do that normally with gestures, it again would be the 2-finger double tap to start and stop music. In this case, it's L1 plus 1. Okay, so if I do hold down, okay, so if I hold down L1 and press 1, I start the music playing, it's ABBA again. This would be my favorite thing to do in testing. I'm going to do L1 plus 3. I've gone to the next track. I'm going to do L1 plus 2. And I've gone back to the previous track. And of course, L1 plus 1 again stops the music playing. And you might have noticed when I pressed L1 plus 2 the first time, It just went back to the beginning of the song, and then of course pressing L1 plus 2 again took me back to the previous track. While the music's playing, you can press L1 plus 6 to increase volume, or L1 plus 5 to decrease volume. So if I start this track from ABBA playing again with L1 plus 1, I'm going to do L1 plus 6. I'll turn it up, and I'll turn it down, L1 plus 5. Okay, and of course I want to stop it, L1 plus 1. Okay, and that's how to play music using the Revo keyboard on your iPhone. Of course, if I wanted to access other music, I can just press 7.
Music.
Okay, there's music. Press 5 to select.
Music. Back button.
That said back button, so I could press select. I'm just going to press L1 by itself to go back.
ABBA Gold. Albums. Back button.
I'll press escape again, or L1.
Albums. More. Back button.
And then I do F6.
Albums. Now playing. Table in capital A. ABBA Gold. Absolute greatest colon 40. Affirmation. Savage Garden.
5 for select.
Affirmation. Albums.
Okay, press
back button.
6.
Affirmation. Now playing. Search. Album art. Affirmation. 15 sub 99. Download. Shuffle. 1. Affirmation.
Press 5 to start playing.
Back. Back button.
And press L1 plus 1 to stop. And of course, I'm going to go back to the home screen. Just press number 8.
Messages. 1 and red message.
Okay, and I'm out of the music app, back to the main home screen on the message icon on the top left-hand side. Now, I'll get to typing in a minute. I just want to show you a few more voiceover-specific commands before I get on to typing with the keyboard. So if I press L1, L2.
Screen curtain off.
That's your screen curtain on or off. So that blanks the screen for privacy. So the top two keys on the left-hand side. So L1, L2.
Screen curtain on.
And that turns your screen curtain on and off. L1 and then R2. So holding down L1 and pressing R2 on the right-hand side.
Speech off.
That turns speech on and off.
Speech on. Speech off. Speech on.
Let me just check where I am. I'm going to press 6.
Calendar.
And 4. When
messages. 1 and messages. Red message.
Okay, now I want to start the screen talking from where I'm currently on the screen. So to get it to read, it's R1.
Messages. 1 and red message. Calendar. Wednesday, the 7th of May. 1 new event. Photos. Camera.
Okay, and of
clock,
course, if I pause
maps,
it with R3,
video.
Pauses it if I start it again.
Notes. Reminders.
It's going.
One
and R3 stops it again. Now, while it's talking, I can also increase and decrease the volume of VoiceOver using the keyboard, of course. So I'm just going to press 1 to go back to the top left-hand side of my home screen.
Messages. 1 and red message.
After our messages. Now, I'm going to press R1 to start it reading. And while it's reading, I'm going to press L plus 5 to decrease the volume, and L plus 6 to increase the volume. Okay, so I'm going to do R1.
Messages. 1 and red message. Calendar.
Holding down L1.
Wednesday, the 7th of May.
5.
1 new event. Photos. Camera. Clock. Maps. Videos.
Let's turn it down.
Notes. Reminders.
L1 and 6.
Stocks. Game Center. Newsstand. iTunes Store. App Store. Compass. Settings. Passbook.
And then
weather.
R3 to stop it talking. Now, for those that use a Mac, you're probably very used to the VO or Control Option Command left and right arrow keys to cycle between your different speech settings. Well, on the Revo keyboard, and of course this is on a standard keyboard, the speech settings command is not VO command or Control Option Command left and right arrow. It's actually L1 and then 8 to go, if you like, cycle through the left. It's 9. To cycle around to the right. So if I hold down the L1 key, top left-hand side, and press 9.
Use phonetics.
I've got use phonetics, and I'm still holding down the L1 key, pressing 9 again.
Use pitch, volume, speech rate, punctuation, typing echo, sounds, use phonetics.
Okay, back to there. If I press 8, I'm still holding L1 down.
Sounds, typing echo, punctuation, speech rate, volume, use pitch, Use phonetics.
Okay, I'll go back to phonetics again. I'll just release the key. Okay, so let's say, for example, I want to change one of those features. So let me cycle around to typing echo. So I'm going to press L1 and 8.
Sounds. Typing echo.
Okay, and I'm going to change the value. And if I press L1 and pound below the number 9.
Words.
Characters.
Nothing. Characters and words. Words.
I'm back to words again. And if you're listening to the sequencing, you probably guessed it. It's L1 and 0 to cycle back the other way.
Characters and words. Nothing. Characters. Words.
Okay, so that's how to cycle through that particular option. Now, if you want to use your rotor, I'll just show you how to do that now, and that's to access things like your speech rate and other items like that. The first option is if you want to turn your quick nav on and off, particularly when you're editing a document, it's L1 plus star course, which is below your 7, or to left of your 0. So if I press L star now.
Quick nav off.
Quick nav off, and press L star again.
Quick nav on.
Quick nav on. To cycle between your rotor options, it's actually just star by itself. So if I press star.
Handwriting. Punctuation. Sounds. Hints. Containers. Language. Characters. Words. Headings. Speech rate. Volume. Handwriting.
Back to handwriting. Now if I wanted to go backwards, and if I hold down L1 and press star, I'm going to cycle around back the other way.
Handwriting. Volume. Speech rate. Headings. Words. Characters. Language. Containers. Hints.
And of course, if I wanted to change the option for the rotor that I'm currently sitting on. So let's say, for example, I want to change my language. So I'm just going to press star to cycle around to language.
Containers, language.
Okay, and then I can press 0 to go left or one direction and press the pound key by itself to go the other direction or the hash key. So I'm going to press hash or pound because that's below the 9.
British English.
Irish English, South African English, US English, default language, Australian English,
British English.
Okay, and if I want to go back the other way, I'm just going to press 0.
Default language, Australian English.
And I'm back to default language. Or another option, let's say I want to change my speed. So I'm going to press star again by itself.
Characters, words, headings, speech rate.
And speech rate. So I'm going to press the pound sign or hash.
30%, 25%, 20%, 15%, 10%, 5%.
Okay, and press 0 to turn it up.
10%, 15%, 20%, 25%,
30%, 35%. Okay, I might just slide down a little bit more.
30%.
Because we're going to do some typing now. So that's at 30%. Okay, so I've currently been sitting in navigation mode still, which is perfectly fine. So, of course, let me press just the number 6 key to find out where I am on the home screen.
Page 1 of 3. Adjustable.
Okay, I'm on page 1 of 3, so down towards the bottom. I want to jump to the top of the screen, so, of course, that's just 1 by itself.
Messages. 1 and read message.
Okay, and I want to find my notes application for doing some typing. So, I'm going to press number 6.
Calendar. Photo. Camera. Clock. Maps. Video. Notes.
And there's notes. Of course, I'm pressing 5 to select that.
Notes, accounts, back button.
And let's go and find the new button.
New button.
Pressing 5 to select the new button.
Note, text field, is editing.
Okay, so I'm in the notes text field. Now there's currently two modes of typing on the Revo keyboard. There's a what's called the small QWERTY keyboard mode, which gives most popular keys to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, etc. I find that really confusing, so I've not used it at all. I had a look at it and decided that it was a bit too messy for me personally. So I'm actually going to be using the what they call the ABC mode and what I call the SMS mode. Remember with the phones, before we got smartphones, we could use different numbers on the keypad to represent different letters. So for example, number 2 was A, B and C. So you pressed, say, 2-3 times to get C. Your 3 was D, E, F, 4 was G, H, I, and so on. To get to the letter you wanted to do, you'd use that particular key and keep pressing that key to get to the letter you wanted to use, and then go on to the next key to do the next letter. Now, what's also going to happen with this keyboard is if there's two letters on the same key, you can use L2 or R2 to cycle through the second letter that you want to use when you've found the first one with the key. But it'll make more sense when I actually go through the demo. Okay, so I'm currently still in navigation mode. So if I just press number 5 on the keypad.
Quick nav off.
And I press 5 again.
Insertion point at end.
Insertion point at end. Of course, there's nothing to really go to the end of. I haven't typed anything yet. Now, before I put myself in number or typing mode, I'm just going to change my keyboard echo. So I'm still in navigation mode. I'm just going to use L1 plus 9 to cycle around to typing echo. Otherwise, you're not going to hear anything that I'm doing on the keyboard.
Sounds. Use phonetics. Use pitch. Volume. Speech rate. Punctuation. Typing echo.
That's typing echo. Now, still holding down L1, I'm just going to press the pound key or the hash key below the 9.
Characters.
And I'm going to put it on characters for the moment. Okay, and I've just released those two keys, of course. So let me put myself in number mode or typing mode. To do that, it's actually L4, bottom left-hand side of the keyboard. So just to test it out, I can press number 2.
2.
Okay, and 3.
3.
4.
4.
5.
5.
6.
6.
7, 8, 9, 0, star, and it didn't say punctuation because it turned off, and of course pound,
number.
And it said number. So if I want to delete all that, I can just press R1, top right hand side of the keyboard.
Number 0, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
And of course, if I did it one more time with R1, there's nothing there, and I didn't do a 1, so that's why it didn't say 1, because I didn't type a 1 when I first did the 2, 3, 4 bit. Okay, so that's number mode. I want to have typing mode. Now, the way to put it in alphabet mode, which is the default when you first turn it on from completely off, if I press L3, I've now put it in that small QWERTY keyboard mode. So if I press number 2, have a listen to when I press it 3 times.
T-U-Y.
Okay, because what it's trying to do is put the most common letters that you'll use on the keys. So if I press number 1,
E,
still
W,
pressing it.
Q, E.
Okay, you can tell that it's got different keys in there. Let me just get rid of that with R1 a few times.
E, Y.
Okay, and that's all gone now. Now, I want to put it in my ABC or SMS mode, and that's L3 plus 9. Okay, so this time if I press number 2.
A, B, C, A, B, C.
Okay, and for those of you that are used to the old SMS style typing, you can recognise that quite nicely. So if I press 3.
D, E, F.
And I press 4.
G, H, I.
And of course, this is actually putting in letters when I've stopped. So it'll be interesting to see what we get when we finish the going through the keyboard. If I press 5.
J, K, L.
And if I press 6.
M, N, O.
If I press 7.
P, Q, R, S.
And I press 8.
T, U, V.
And I press 9.
W, X, Y, Z.
And if I press 0.
Space.
I've got a space. So I'm going to press R1 to delete all that.
Space, Z. S, V, O, L, I, F, C.
Okay, and as you can tell, it actually put in the third letter, or the last letter in the ones that had more letters in each key, such as the Z, when I stopped for that particular key when I was inputting it. I want to write two words, hello world. So I'm going to do number 4 twice.
H.
That's H. And I'm going to do 3 E.
D.
I'm going to do 5 3 times for L. 1,
J,
2, 3.
L.
Now remember that I said when you've got the same letter on the same key, you can use L2 or R2 to cycle around to the next letter on the same key. So I'm going to press R2.
J, K, L.
Okay, then it's my second L. Now I'm going to press O, so that's the number 6 key 3 times. 1, 2, 3.
O.
And a space, which is 0.
Space.
Okay, so that's H-E-L-L-O. And then I want to type in world. So I want to do W. So of course that's number 9 once.
W.
I want to do O, so that's number 6 3 times.
M-N-O.
R. That's number 7, so it was P-Q-R-S, so I'm going to press number 7 3 times.
P-Q-R.
And then L, so that was number 5, J-K-L, so I'm going to press it 3 times.
J-K-L.
I want to do D, so that's number 3 once.
D.
Okay, and then I want to put a new line in, and that's R3 by itself.
New line.
Let's do another new line. Why not R3 again?
New line.
And I'm just going to put the end. So I'm going to type in T.
T. G. H. D. Space.
And it's the. And then end.
D. N. D.
Okay. Now, I would like to read what I've just typed in. And of course, if I had character and word echo on, when I put the space in with zero, I would have heard the word back when it completed the word followed by the space. So to read back letter by letter, it's R4, so bottom right hand side, plus 4 to go back to the left and 6 to go to the right. So I do R, holding the R4 key, bottom right hand side, and pressing 4.
D, N, E, space, E, H, T.
Okay, that's the start of the end. If I do one more to the left, so R4 plus 4.
Empty line.
Okay, I'm on new line, so I press R4, holding it down and pressing 6.
Empty line. T, H, E, space, E, N, D.
And if I wanted to go word by word, back to the left is on the same row. It's R4 and plus L2. So to the left of the number 4.
End the world. Hello.
Okay, and of course R4 plus R2. So the R2 key to the right of the 6.
Hello, world. The end.
Okay, it's going word by word. And if I wanted to go up and down line by line, it's R4 plus number 2.
Empty line, hello world.
Okay, and of course to go down line by line, it's R4 plus 8.
Empty line, the end.
So basically it's R4 plus 4 and 6 to go letter by letter, R4 plus L2 or R2 to go previous and next word, R4 plus 2 to go up a line, and R4 plus 8 to go down a line. And of course, if I want to now put myself back in navigation mode to come out of there and come back to the main home screen, etc., if I just press the navigation button, which is R4 by itself, then now I can use number 8. So rather than putting in a letter, it's going to put and activate my home button.
Notes.
I'm back to the Notes app on my initial home screen. Now, of course, you can also use that home button to activate Siri. So I've actually hold number 8 in until I hear Siri and then talk. What is the weather today in Gosford?
Okay, the temperature for Gosford today will range between 11 and 20 degrees.
And of course, I can do my famous triple click home as well using number 8, or of course now it's called the access shortcut key in iOS 7. So if I press the number 8 or my home button 3 times, 1, 2, 3.
VoiceOver off.
Okay, I'll turn VoiceOver off because I had it set to triple click home in this case. Pressing the number 8 key again, 1, 2, 3.
VoiceOver on. Screen curtain on.
Okay, I've turned VoiceOver back on again. And just one final point, while we're also talking about typing, of course, is using a spotlight on your iPhone to find different items such as music tracks, etc. So let me just press 1 to go to the top icon again on my home screen.
Messages. 1 and red message.
And of course, to bring up spotlight when you're on your home screen and you've heard an icon, it's a scroll gesture. In this case, it's number 3 on the Revo keyboard.
Search field is editing.
Okay, I'm going to type in Pure for Pure Imagination from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. So first of all, I'm going to put myself in number mode, if you like. So that's L4. And I want to put myself in typing mode, which is L3. Now, because I've previously used the ABC or what I call SMS mode, I'm already in that mode already. I've stayed in that mode, so I don't have to do that command again. So now I can just type in Pure, so P.
P. T. U. P. R. D. Top search result, music, Pure Imagination from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory featuring Jory.
Okay, Foggy Frog versus Axel F. Krause. I'm going to put myself in navigation mode again with R4, and I'm going to use 6.
Clear text, cancel, top hits, heading, music. Pure Imagination from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory featuring Jory. Foggy Frog versus Axel F. Krause, music, back. Back button.
Hold your breath. Okay, now it's now playing. Make a wish. I can now return to my home screen with 8.
Home. Messages. 1 and red message.
And of course, I'll need to stop it and start it again. It's L1 plus 1. To stop it, or L1 plus 1 again. to keep playing it. So I'm going to do L1 plus 1 to stop the song for the moment. And of course, if I want to lock my phone, remember at the beginning of this recording, which seems like a while ago now, it was L1 plus R4 to unlock the screen. Well, it's the same command to lock the screen. So I'm going to do L1, holding it down and pressing R4.
Screen locked.
And I've locked the screen. If I just press the little button on the left-hand side towards the top once, I've put it into standby mode. And the way the keyboard also works is that if you haven't used it for a little while, it'll also put itself back in standby mode automatically for you. So that concludes this demonstration of the Revo keyboard for use with VoiceOver, on this case, my iPhone. And as I said, it's for the iOS devices, i.e. iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad. And there's also a version of the Revo keyboard for Android devices using TalkBack as well. So as usual, thanks for listening, and bye for now.